Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's yet another month here on this little cute little cottage on the countryside that we call the Backlog Review Game Club. I'm going with a English countryside
like
aesthetic.
Cottagecore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're getting.
Why does everything have to be a core?
I don't know. I really don't understand.
Yeah, it is. I've heard that before. Yep. But God, that annoys the hell out of me. Yeah. Just let me have a thing without having to be a whole aesthetic. Anyway, my name is Chris. Welcome back. immediately aggressive.
Yeah.
Out of the
It's not very cottagecore.
You'll see.
Chris.
Damn it. Hoisted by my own petard.
This month in our thatched roof cottage of shit.
love it. Yep. It's really hard to transition from the fun PBS or BBC voice into the aggro voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I take pride in being able to make that happen.
It's a tough transition, but you know.
Welcome back.
It was needed.
The Backlog Review Game Club. I want to slip into that voice every time we do an intro, and I can't help it.
It's really easy to, for sure.
Yeah, but welcome back, everyone. You know, we'll have weather at the top of the hour, and we'll have the shipping report up soon.
As we gaze upon the moors, let us contemplate.
All right, let me get intros, and then I want to talk about the shipping report? What is it? Anyway, we'll talk about it. My name is Chris. Joining me, as always, to my immediate right, Paul, how are you?
Hey. Doing all right.
This is definitely last day of school energy.
As you can tell, yeah.
Because Paul is getting ready for vacation.
By my...
And also going on said vacation, joining us virtually to my left is Nora.
Hello.
Nora, how's it going?
Pretty good. Also, ready for vacation.
Yep. And that's why we are meeting way earlier than usual in the month. It has not been that long since the Control episode just came out.
Nope.
But everybody's going on vacay. Oh, yep. I already hate that I said that. Everyone's going on vacation. And we're all taking a well-deserved break. So before then, we figured we would at least come together and talk about really whatever. But we'll talk about just some of the random stuff we're playing and... You know, I haven't watched that much MASH, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we don't even
have
a mashup.
I have. There's a short one.
Okay.
No, I am completely disappointed.
I guess, should we have a disclaimer at the beginning that if you are a person who skips past the first hour of every one of our podcasts.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to like this
maybe
one.
Just skip this episode.
Yeah. Or, you know, just sit back and enjoy our cottagecore vibes.
Yeah, just hang out with us for a little bit. Pretend you could be part of this conversation.
Yeah. You know, there's still some game stuff in it.
Yeah.
You just got to wade through me talking about the BBC shipping report. Now I need to look it up, but I'll do it later. There's
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's a thing the BBC still does, and it's on the BBC radio. And all it is the kind of the weather forecast for the seas. And for the ocean around England. Mm-hmm. And it's meant for all of the, you know, boats and shipping stuff coming in. I think it's called the shipping report.
I think I feel like you're right.
Yes, if you could back me up on this. But there are, so not only can you
just going to let you flounder.
That's fine. So not only can you listen to this on BBC, but then there
are it's the shipping forecast. Sorry.
That's it. That's all right. Sorry to all of our UK listeners.
Hey, you're reporting on the shipping forecast.
Forecast. It is, and I'm sure people in the UK are like, yes, we know about this already. Shut up. But other people don't. And I'm an American, and I found out about it. So we're going to talk about it.
So I'm going to American-splain this to you. Yeah. Who already know what the shipping forecast is.
Exactly. It's just a really chill hour of radio. Mm-hmm. There are, 24-hour feeds of this that'll have it back to the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And all it is just the weather reports, and specifically the reports of waves and you know, I don't know the technical terminology. I just know if I have a really rough day or if I need to just put something on in the background and do work, that's a really good option.
I like that.
And they, like I said, they still do it to the same format this way. It's still on BBC Radio. It's only like BBC Radio 5, 6, or, you know, it's all the way down on like the last possible BBC Radio they have. But it's still there, and it's really delightful.
And yeah, that sounds nice.
Yep. I highly recommend, if you ever have like a, I feel like it's really good on like a night where there's a lot of rain or whatever and you can't get to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like perfect atmosphere. Put on that shipping forecast.
Shipping forecast.
Lull yourself to dreamland.
And this has been the shipping forecast report.
It really is. And it is peak that kind of talk too. It's,
oh yeah.
You know, it's August 21st, 2021. This is the BBC shipping forecast.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. That's a good BBC voice.
Thank you. I'm going to stop now before I ruin it.
The swell is in the Isle of Skye.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, it's really that, and it's, you know, it's very soothing.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I had to get that. As soon as that voice came in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm just doing
that. I was wondering how that came up. I really wasn't sure.
But. Yeah, no, it made sense in my head, but sometimes I do that thing where I don't explain my thoughts out loud.
Yeah.
The story of my life.
Yep.
But, yeah. So
well, we have the opposite problem because I over-explained my thoughts. This happened in my brain.
You over-explained, I under-explained.
Yeah.
And we meet somewhere in the middle.
A fun story of that. My old boss, we have a music Slack channel at work, and this was several years ago. But I said something about Sigur Rós had like put out that Ring Road.
Route One.
And I guess I didn't see it. I hadn't seen that they were doing that, and I had said it on. Or they made like the smaller version or the compact version of the experiment. And I saw it on Spotify and I messaged the music channel and I was like, oh, looks like Sigur Rós has a new album out. And then like 3 seconds later, I realized what was happening. And I was like, oh, wait, no, it's just a condensed version of their Route One experiment. And then I like said one other thing and Kim, my boss at the time, just responded. So this must be what it's like being inside Paul's brain. I was like, yeah, that's, yes. Exactly. Oh, man.
Oh, nailed it.
Yep. Yeah. Too funny.
That's so good. Anyway. I might have been working
I feel like
at the
you
time,
were.
Too,
yeah.
Whenever that was happening.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching that live stream of it.
Yeah.
And it being, it wasn't as good as the shipping forecast, but it's on that same level of relaxing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yep.
Anyway.
But yeah, so we have reconvened this month to give you, this is the summer break version of this podcast if there ever was one.
Yeah. Block party time.
Yep. So we are here to kind of just shoot shit for a little bit, talk about what games we've been playing that necessarily the whole group either doesn't have access to or just want to like update on. I think one thing we should talk about out of the gate is the news that you've been posting in our little Discord channel.
Yeah. For some reason I've been targeted.
Yeah.
Remedy.
Remedy must know now when we're about to record, because boy, do they like teasing us with more news.
Yeah.
It was just 48 hours ago with this, not even that they posted a like Alan Wake anniversary update, and they announced that the TV show that they rumored about in 2018, or, you know, I think they teased it, but they said they didn't have any updates. They teased it again with slightly more information.
Just a little bit.
Yep. And told us that we should expect that, well, AMC has picked up the rights to the series, and it is actively in development now, which is rad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super rad. AMC is a really great spot, I think, for Alan Wake. If not,
yeah.
Honestly, I was expecting it to end up at a streaming service at this point.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of a big deal.
Yeah, AMC, I think, will do right by Alan Wake. And they have no other information other than, hey, this is where it's at, and expect to see it. But I mean, we're kind of sitting in a spot right now where Halo is on Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
we have The Last of Us coming to HBO, which I'll have more to talk about with The Last of Us later on.
Oh, no.
It's not a bad thing. It's just that's what I'm playing. And then, now this on TV. So I, for some reason, I'm more excited by the possibility of video game TV shows than I ever am movies. Because I feel like video games are not something you can condense into a 2 hour block, 2.5 hour block. Like, it rarely works.
Yeah.
Like, the new Mortal Kombat was really iffy. I mean, Mortal Kombat's already buck wild to begin with. Yeah. So, like, trying to tell that story in a movie is maybe not the best way to do it.
But, I mean, I feel like it's outlandish enough that they can at least. That's at least not as bad as.
You know,
I don't know.
You must use
trying
some
to
spine.
Make Super Mario Brothers or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Know what you're talking about. John Leguizamo will always be Luigi. Luigi, Mario, or nothing.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
That movie is not great. No. Yeah, that was exciting news. They said Alan Wake 2. Probably won't get any news about that, but I feel like if you're expecting news about Alan Wake 2 right now, like I was not expecting to hear anything until next year anyways.
Yeah, same.
They just came out and said that. Like, hey, no Alan Wake 2 until next year.
Yeah, apparently they were like teasing having a demo for this summer or something, but I didn't realize that was, I hadn't realized that, and also I think they're doing the right thing and saying, you know what, it's not important to have a demo, let's have a game that works.
Right, like let's do this thing right, and you know, you guys will get it when it's ready.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board with that. I don't need, like, just me. Let me know, like, just knowing the sequel's happening is what I need right now.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else. Let's make this happen. That video they posted is great because you get to see both halves of Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Which I should have known that, like, the face of Alan Wake is another dev at Remedy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a dev. He at least works at Remedy.
Mm.
It, much in the same way that Sam Lake is just Max Payne, he is the face of Alan Wake, and then it starts with a P. Anyway,
yeah.
The voice Maddie actor P. of Alan Wake, what was it?
Maddie P. Just I was
yeah, Maddie P. Maddie, yep, Maddie P. He was on the call too, but he is like the full actor of Casper Darling.
Yeah,
although he's got a little scraggy.
Yep.
Scraggly since then. Letting the beard grow out.
What was I going to say? I did like that they, rather than saying like voice of Alan Wake or whatever, they just, whenever they put their names up, they just said half of Alan Wake.
I like that a lot. That was really good. Also, they released new merch, and I really want that Oh Dear Diner mug.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the merch.
It's like one of those really big, stupid mugs, and I really
want nice.
Yeah.
But I gotta do euros to US for conversion to see how much it actually is. I expect it's gonna be a very expensive mug.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, before we get into more game chat, I mean, other than vacation, what have you guys been up to? Paul, I kind of know what you and I have been up to because we've been playing a lot of disc golf.
We have
together.
Been playing a lot of disc golf together. I would say that's really the big thing. The band is going along well.
Nice.
We've got a show coming up in mid-June.
Ooh.
For a Pride Festival, so we'll be playing there. And, just good times all around.
Nice. I've been watching so much of the Swedish people teaching me, Latitude 64, teaching me how to play disc golf.
Yeah.
And I may have let too much of it seep in at once. Because now when I play disc golf, I can't just go up and throw it. I'm like, well, maybe I should try this. And then it ruined. Like, the last game I played was one of the worst games I've played in a while.
I think where you are is where I was, like, last year. Because it was the same thing. I had all this information, but my body didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So you'll figure
it out. I'm trying to do too much now. And I just need to kind of, like, just try one thing at
right.
a time.
Yeah. Just keep listening to the Swedes. It'll be all right.
Yeah, they are very relaxing.
Yeah.
But I appreciate them because they show people just completely whiff it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they had a tournament video I watched, and, like, even the guy who's in the Hall of Fame, it's like having double bogeys and that. And it's
okay,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting this. I shouldn't be expecting too much.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so, you'll be all right.
Anyway, it is fun, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if nothing else, it gets me out of the house, and I need that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it the one time that we played, Paul.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Even though it was, you know, cold and muddy and...
Yeah, still that was like right after Thanksgiving.
That was.
Oh,
it was
really?
Pretty gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we still had a good time.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, like even if I have a bad day, I'm still getting to go walk around for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how bad can this be?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's glorified walking.
Yeah, exactly. That's now, when I try to ball golf again, then all of the anger I'm suppressing
yes.
through disc golf is going to come out there because I will definitely whip a club. I'm not good. I know I'm not good at it, and yet somehow I feel like I'm owed a better round of golf.
I get that.
I don't know.
I get that. I feel you.
It's all right. I know but the first one I play will be bad because it's been years since I've done any kind of golfing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, but Nora, what have you been up to apart from getting ready for vacation?
Well, it's the end of the school year for us here at my university, and just been doing an awful lot of grading. And final grades were finally put in this past Thursday. So now I am free.
Nice.
Yay. Yeah. So I haven't actually really been able to do a lot of playing of games. But this week I did spend 3 solid days ripping up sod by hand and... moving mulch around, and so my body is still recovering from that. And like I started doing it, and I had Job Bluth, wasn't it? I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I had that moment. Yeah, about 20 minutes in of like ripping up, sod, and.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that by hand.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a huge space, but it took an awful lot of muscle and effort. And our soil is pretty, it's not like totally clay, but it is pretty thick and very heavy. So, yeah good times. but my yard looks good. All you'll see it later when you come over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you better appreciate all that effort.
Oh, I absolutely will. We saw... We'll go.
I'll kick you right out of the house.
someone's going to get left behind on vacation.
Yeah, right?
Joke's on you. I have the tickets. That's
true. He does. So.
Nora was sending pictures to the family chat as progress was going on, and it looked super good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had to do mulching in the past, and that alone takes a lot.
Yeah.
Cannot imagine having to hand rip sod on top of that.
Yeah.
Well, like,
that's no joke.
I've lifted sod before, and it's hard. It's heavy as fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's super heavy.
Also having to rip it up too.
The other thing is that like the places where I've had to put mulch, there's no shade. With the exception of like really early in the morning. In a couple of spots. So, I mean, I would get to a point at around 1, I'd be like, I'm dying. I'd have to go, take a little breather.
Paul is showing me the photos.
Of
the mulch and the sodding.
Of your work. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, that's definitely a job that you do in 10 or 15 minute increments. And then,
yeah. Most fun, though, is I have learned that marking paint, like marking spray paint, and that stuff is great. It's super fun to draw on your lawn.
Yeah.
My dad does a lot of, he's a crane operator, so he's at a lot of work sites where they have that. And I feel like because of working in those sites, he has access to that paint and has brought some of it home in the past and has done that just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Like,
it will just sit, it'll just be on the yard for forever. And he's like, well, I'm going to get to that eventually. I'm like, did you just want to paint the yard? Yeah. Is that all you really wanted to do? That is the answer, yes.
So I, friend of mine once was telling me about in the wintertime, I can't remember if they were at Duquesne. Oh, I don't think it was you that told me this story. I think it was somebody else. Or somewhere where their, I think it was their office overlooked the football field at Duquesne University.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wintertime and there was snow, and they watched throughout the day progression of someone painstakingly drawing the outline of a penis across the whole football field. And he was like, I was really, in fact, this wasn't you. I know who it was. They said, I was really proud of them when they were done, because they really just like the amount of time and dedication that it took. And I think about the size of my yard and like, I think about that marking spray paint and I was like, should I just?
Well, that it's funny that you say that, because that's like immediately what I thought first was, all right, which of these stories is turning into a penis, drawing a penis on the lawn?
Drawing a penis on the lawn.
Yeah.
I don't think my next door neighbors would appreciate it, because they do have a second floor window that looks on the lawn. But I think any low-flying aircrafts.
I think it's
great.
Oh yeah! If the Google Maps satellite like comes by just as that's happening, forever having a penis on you.
Yep.
On the thing, it didn't that happen? I feel like that was.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
That probably feels like something that you just read about.
No,
it.
No, I think
like
didn't the kid draw a penis on his parents' roof?
Maybe.
Like nobody saw it until is that
story? Google Maps. That could be it. Yeah, yeah. Oh man,
my parents have too many like, so this A, they live in the middle of nowhere, and B, at some point they had built a bridge, no joke, straight up bridge that connects the back patio to the top floor of the garage. Like it's like a storage shed, or I just thought shed, but yeah, the top floor of the garage is for storage. And they used to just have a set of stairs that went up to that. Those stairs completely rotted out and needed to get pulled down. So they were pulled down. So my dad's solution was, let's not build another set of stairs from the ground
or just,
up.
You know, a ladder.
Let's connect the two so they have a bridge, Swiss Family Robinson style, from the patio. Like, no joke, like my brother-in-law drove past one day. I was like, oh, I really like that bridge your dad has going. I'm like, you have no idea how much I've picked on him for this freaking bridge. And the best part is it looks okay from the side angle, but in true fashion that my father has built something, it kind of narrows in the middle and then widens back out. So until you're on it, you don't see, it's like, it looks straight, but then when you're on it, you're like, why does it kind of get a little narrow here? Like, it makes it really hard to get some things in and out.
A couple beers in, you start to, you know.
Yeah.
You're not really sure of yourself, and then you hit stride several beers later,
and,
you're back.
Well, I love my dad, but he's not one for measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, yes.
He's more of a measure once, cut once, and deal with the consequences.
Yeah, it's all about confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not lacking
The boards smell fear.
But anyway, I can imagine if my dad did draw a penis with the marking paint, my mom would immediately spot it from this, like, nest and have his ass for it.
I don't know that I've seen this bridge, but I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, you've not seen it yet, because I don't think you have no reason to drive past that,
yeah,
especially
guess,
when you're home.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I, for some reason, I thought, like, I don't know, maybe I was going to your place or something. I either saw it or we.
When I briefly lived there, it was not there.
Okay, so then it's.
This is something.
You've just told me about it.
Yeah, since they have taken over that house, this is something that he's built.
Oh, it's on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Oh,
then
yeah. They
I definitely haven't seen
the
it.
The old house is gone.
Right.
Yeah, that got sold. So they are.
Yes.
I don't know why they picked that house. I keep telling them like there's no internet. There's no cell phone service.
Snakes.
Yeah. There's a ton of snakes, And it's like there's like natural springs underneath the ground everywhere, so it's just constantly soggy. And there's like sunlight doesn't, you can't really grow anything because the there's not a ton of sunlight, and
it's not an ideal.
I have a list of reasons why I hated living there.
It's not an ideal house. But,
I don't know. They're just making their claim there for now.
Yep.
There was a rumor that they were gonna get fiber internet, and I was like, it'll be a cold day in hell before Netflix fiber. And then sure enough, it's been like 2 years in, and I'm like, oh, have you heard any more about the fiber? No.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I bet.
I mean, you went to bat for that for several years.
Yeah, I became that guy, that neighbor that was just going around with like the clipboard, like, I'm just trying to get us internet.
Yeah.
It's needed. It's needed. Out
yeah.
There,
I mean, all the people on that road were cool and were like on board as well, but they don't really give a crap when there's only 10 names on a list.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's not enough for us to come out. Look, this is a whole nother.
Yeah, it really is.
I was that annoying guy for 2 years. I think every time I would come visit you, I would give you an update about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you. Yeah, you were a crusader.
Yep.
You
know? And now I have fiber.
An internet crusader.
And it's all better now, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
No, I do try to help my parents out. Just like, you have this option.
Our parents definitely would have signed up, but far enough away, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. There's
gotta
talks.
Keep up with her knitting friends from halfway around the world. So
New Zealand.
What?
Yeah, our mom is it a Facebook group? Which is weird because like our mom does not use Facebook.
I think so. I'm assuming it's probably just some sort of message board. Mom's on Reddit. I'm sure. Like r/knitting. I'm
your
kidding.
Mom's on Reddit?
Wait.
Oh, no. I was making a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was having a moment.
I was also very confused.
I was like, that would be
mom's just, yeah, mom is just on Reddit.
That would be
no,
amazing.
That'd be incredible.
I just think it's, she's in a bunch of shit posting groups.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that.
All knitting memes all the time. I'm trying to, oh man.
Our knitting humor. It's like a programming humor one.
I've got like a something about Pearl. Pearl 2.
I was trying to do like a Stitch in Time saves something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got nothing.
The Pearl 2 and the Oyster. I don't know. Something. It's in the works.
Before the end of this episode, you will try to come up with some kind of
knitting fun. I mean, that's amazing. Need one.
I don't know. They're a close-knit community.
That's good.
That's it.
My needle one just got... That was, silence, so I'm glad you followed up with a better one.
Oh, I just realized what you said. Maybe. I didn't hear it right the first time. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't give you anything on that.
That's okay.
I chose not to give him anything.
Oh, yeah. No, that's legit.
I expelled noise from my nostril. Expelled air from my nostril. That's what I was trying to say.
I just love that, like, my parents did not use the internet in any kind of good fashion, I should say. Well, my dad's on Facebook and it's bad. And I am not on Facebook for that reason. I know my dad follows me on Twitter, which is weird. Because I remember one time I had to post an update about an Extra Life thing we were doing. And he like messaged me right away and was like, is everything okay? I'm like, Dad, it's fine. I guess you read my Twitter, huh? And that's maybe what, I mean, between that and, you know, the news about Twitter since we last spoke,
right?
Really has made me reconsider my Twitter time. I'm like, you know,
that
what?
Might not be happening.
Yeah, I did.
They're
hear
looking,
it on hold.
He's looking for a way to back out of that.
Yeah. I feel like even if that does happen, I might seriously, like, it's really made me reconsider whether or not how much I want to spend my time on there.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the show Twitter account will probably stick around.
It probably will, yeah.
But my own account is like,
yeah. Jack Dorsey, they like tried to give him the CEO ship back, and he was like, "Nah, I'm good."
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that. He wasn't CEO for a while though. He stepped down.
As well, CEO. Whatever they were. Like, oh, they essentially, was trying to come the back. The point. I think the point was he was like, "You don't. Twitter doesn't need a CEO."
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thoughts on that, but
just
anyway. Yeah, that whole. Yeah. Anyway, between that, I'm trying to think. My mom. Only, I tell you the one thing my mom does, and I don't know if she still does it. I take it back. Two things. Etsy. Mom loves Etsy. And then Pinterest. I don't know if she still does Pinterest. But there was like a hot minute where every link I got from my mom was a Pinterest thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it like got to a point where I made an account just so she could send me stuff on there, and I didn't have to get a text message to a link. Yeah. Just send it to me on there, Mom. Yeah. But now it's just almost all Etsy stores. I think most of our Christmas gifts, like as a family, either last year or the year before, 90% came off of Etsy.
Oh, nice.
I don't
when
know.
When did she order them? Like June? So yeah. They got there in time?
I mean, my mom does Christmas shopping like August.
That's really just because Etsy, it takes forever for somebody to
get it. You're right, but you're also not wrong in that, yeah, that is when she orders stuff. Oh, like, geez. She'll have stuff for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that's her jam, man. I just, like, I'm the kind of person now that I wait till like 3 weeks before, before I even start looking. And even then, I'm just like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. My old roommate, Alex, his sister and I got him a racing jacket that we had found at like a secondhand store. Because at some point we were in like a nearby dive bar, and just he was like, "Man, I think I just really want like a racing jacket with like a big like Miller Lite on the back or something like that." Like just this like outlandish like jacket. I don't really know why. I can't remember how it came up, but we were talking about it. And so we found one, and I found on Etsy they had like a not an iron, well, maybe an iron-on patch, but it was a like a Budweiser thing. Mm-hmm. And it was small. It was probably going to go on like the sleeve. I ordered that, I don't know, a month before his birthday, and it never came.
No. But how will we know what the King of Beers is?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. But that jacket was pretty sweet that we got for him.
Was it like a leather jacket?
No, it was. Well, now I'm trying to remember. It wasn't leather.
Okay.
It was like a late model, or like one of those kind of like, you know, like dirt track type. It might have been a sprint car. I don't remember. But whoever was on the back, I think there was something on the back of like whoever, like some racing team.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, it just looked ridiculous.
Yeah. There is something about the,
I had to give it to him.
Like, small town dirt track merch aesthetic.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's ubiquitous. It
doesn't change anywhere across this country. And that's somehow comforting, at least to know that, like, that look of, like, shitty it's not a cartoon art, but it's like, it's not even that bad, honestly, but it's like very much stuck in a time period and it will never change.
There are no Art Deco or like Bauhaus style.
I would
racing.
I would consider racing. Going to a dirt track if their aesthetic was exclusively Bauhaus. Like
like all of they're just circles or like half circles and no numbers.
Not just that, but they just like played a lot of Bauhaus, so like Bela Lugosi's Dead is just like your
it's the whole
wow.
thing.
Oh, I love it. The band, I would have season tickets. Movement. Is that a real thing? Like I don't know.
I mean, for this, I feel like for this exact track, season tickets would be an option.
Season tickets, yeah.
Yep. You can't get beer. It's only
they
want to
claim that money up front.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got to pick between like a nice Chardonnay or a Cab Sav. I would 100% attend that.
yeah, that's. I agree though. It is just there is no other art style than that, than the local.
Yeah.
Yeah, local racing team.
Yeah, like you know exact, and it's always on like a thick Gildan shirt.
Yep. Yeah, and it's like the background of a, or the background is like, you know, one of those 90s Dixie cups with like a splattering of blue and sort of this like purple line. That's what's in the background.
And it's like whatever the car is, and it's always going sideways.
Yes.
Because it's dirt track. Yeah. So it's always like mid-corner that's the car, so steering wheel's turned.
Yep.
And then you either just get the number in like a big orange font, or like if it's really good, you might get like a silhouette of the guy. But that's your fancy dirt tracks.
You're really pushing.
Really just getting car sideways, dirt spitting up, big
Dixie
number,
cup. And yeah,
and Dixie cup background. Yep.
Anyway, wow. Well, where the fuck? How did we get here?
I was one last note about dirt track, and I will try to tell this without getting too specific to give away a location. When I went to my optometrist last year, I was talking to her about going to a vintage race, like a vintage Grand Prix, and
that the one we went to,
that you and I attended, and that her husband was doing the dirt track, the sprint dirt track racing at Eldora Speedway in Ohio. And that's when I found out that her husband had grown up at the local dirt track that you and I would go to sometimes. Yeah. And she mentioned a driver's name. I'm like, yeah, I know who that is. I used to cheer for him.
That's so crazy. What a small
She's
world.
Like, yeah, apparently I got a text message to him and like his nephew who's racing now. They're out, like, got a picture of him in Eldora. I was like, what a weird little, like, it's a small world moment.
A niche bubble, for sure.
Yeah, I was like, this is the weirdest conversation I've ever had while someone's, like, looking very intently into my eyeballs.
Oh,
so that's a hell of a tangent.
Yeah, wow. We got to
Bring it back on quick.
The on-ramp back on.
On-ramp to the mashup real quick.
Oh, okay.
Get this out of the way now. The only episode that sticks in my head is I watched yet another Christmas special. So many damn Christmas. I mean, it's been on for 10 years. It's a Christmas special every year.
Yeah.
This is the one where the British soldiers stay overnight with the MASH unit. And they tell them about the Boxing Day tradition they have where all the officers switch places with the lower ranking members for a day. And it's like good for morale. So Potter decides that we're all going to do it. And Klinger is switching with Potter. And like Hawkeye is like working in the OR as I guess cleaning staff, really. And Winchester is in the kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Which, the more I watch the show, like, I realize why that man became, like, a voiceover actor for animation. He's just a big cartoon. Like, especially in episodes like this, where he'll just be, like, completely exhausted after cooking one meal, and he's just over in the corner, just overacting like a champ.
Yeah,
in the best way possible. That was a pretty good episode. The only memorable one I have in that, you know, the other ones, it was just like, yeah, it's another Alan Alda directed one that's depressing.
Well, hey,
I like those episodes. I don't hate the Alan Alda ones, but after a while you do start to see the pattern of like, as soon as you see directed by Alan Alda, you're like, oh, strapping.
Get ready.
Sydney Freeman's gonna stop by.
Hang on to your butts.
Yeah, very quick mashup this time. Slowing down on it. Watching a lot more Taskmaster instead.
Great app.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Season 9 is finally up on YouTube.
Yes. So
at
I've
least
just been
starting on YouTube. Anyway.
Yeah. Because I know you haven't watched it.
Mm-mm.
And Season 9 is a great series. For a lot of reasons, so I'm very excited for you two to watch it. Finally,
you've started it, right?
Yeah, we have the first. There, what were they doing? What's the task that they were doing that Ray and I were losing our minds? I can't remember, but it was the last episode that we watched, and we were just laughing like a couple of idiots. I think it was the third or fourth episode.
Season 9's a very good episode for tasks.
Yeah, it's like Ed and Joe Brand is on it.
Yeah,
Ed Gamble, Joe Brand, David Baddiel. Right.
Mm-hmm. Rose, oh yeah, David Baddiel.
Rose Matafeo.
Right. Yeah, Rose Matafeo.
Max comedy special out, which I'm very excited for.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And then Katie, is her name Katie?
Yeah, Katie Wicks.
Yes.
Wait, yeah, Katie Wicks is on that season.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been buying them now on like Google Play.
Oh, okay.
It's like, because I'm like, all right, look, I watch enough of these and I don't want to watch them with the Google or the YouTube commercials. Oh, yeah. So, like, I'll just buy them once up front. And so I bought 9, 11, and 7. 7 is still my all-time favorite with James Acaster on it.
So
I think 5 is mine, but 7's real close.
Oh, yeah. I think 5 is my favorite as well.
5 is very good. Is that the Noel Fielding one?
That's the one after. It's the one after.
Wait.
5
is 4. And five
season
is like 5 Nish
is with Nish Kumar.
Yes.
And, Mark and Watson.
Mortimer. Mark Watson, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Sally.
Yeah, Sally Phillips.
Sally Phillips, thank you.
And Aisling. I mean, they're all. That's
Aisling
a,
B.
Yeah, that's a.
And Bob Mortimer. Their water is so delicious. which we still.
Literally, kind of stop.
Oh, good.
I love a very good season. Bob Mortimer.
Yeah.
He's so just out there.
He starts a story and you. He's great at ad-libbing.
He really is.
Up on the spot. He's so good. And if you ever catch Would I Lie to You, any of the episodes that he's done for that. Yeah. His episodes are really good because you have no idea. No clue. It could be true. It could be off the, you just don't know.
Yeah.
But the season.
He's a world-class bullshitter.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
The season with Mike Wozniak is also.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ray knows this, but I am a little bit in love with Mike Wozniak. And
I think we all are.
I am too.
Yeah.
Weird dad energy. At one point, he was like, when he was doing that weird run and he was running away in his stupid suit, I just started laughing and I said, "Why do I find him so sexy?" And Ray was like, "What?" I said, I don't know. I don't know how it happened or why it's happening. But I guess I'm into that.
That's
the heart wants what the heart wants. It's just nothing.
That's right. Yeah. TikTok.
About it.
Yep.
That's
the season we're on right now. Again, is we're rewatching the Wozniak.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like Sarah Kendall in that.
Oh
season.
Yeah, Sarah Kendall's incredible.
So good.
So good.
Yeah. And like, she has the most incredible head of hair I've ever seen on a human
being.
Yes. She also has a show on HBO Max as well. That's really good.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's really funny.
Yeah, really like that a lot. What is the
Lee Max on there too? I'm trying to think of the other people.
Lee Max on it. Jamali is on it. And yeah, I didn't know how he was gonna fit in on that show. But honestly, as that show goes on, and like his interplay with Greg is like one of my favorite things. Like, to the point where I'm pretty sure, like, Greg got the hosting gig for the reboot of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and Jamali became, like, a regular contributor. Like, they advertised this. Greg Davies is the host, and Jamali is going to be a regular contributor.
Oh, nice. That's very good.
So, I enjoyed that a lot. I know the task I was thinking of, and I didn't know if this is the one you were watching on that season. But it's the one team task where it's David and Joe against the other three. And it's the ones where they have to run around the house. And they have to, like, there's
the
a task here. Yeah.
Scavenger
and it's like, they have to just say humiliation at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. That's not the one.
That one gets me every time, though, because, like, freaking David and Joe stop and have a sandwich and like make a cup of tea. Like, no, could not give a shit that they're on the clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like have a full meal in the middle of this task.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So good. And David, you worry about David the more you watch him.
Yeah.
I won't say much more than that. But by the end of that season, you really question where his mindset is.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the little Joe that I've seen. Oh, go ahead, sorry. No.
I was going to say, Joe kind of annoys me because I feel like she doesn't give a shit, and not in like a fun way. Like, she's like, I am only here because I need some, because my agent thought that this would be some good exposure, but I really don't give a shit about any of this. Like, there is, to me, that sort of attitude, and I don't particularly care for it.
It feels like it's not a bit.
But Ed Gamble
is not a Paul Chowdhury or something.
Absolutely cracking me up.
I do.
I love Ed, and I get, like, he's very competitive, but he was also like, so he hosts the Taskmaster podcast.
Yeah.
He's been friends with Alex Horn for years before he did the show. And, you know, him and James host a podcast together. So he knew James was on the show, and he knew going in, he just was like, I want to win this thing. And like, I do genuinely love, like, especially now having heard him on other stuff, I can watch him, even those moments where he gets like really into it the point that it might be a little annoying. And I'm like, okay, he was just, it's never that bad.
Yeah.
It's never like season 7, my biggest complaint is Carrie Godleman complains about every fucking task.
She does.
And she still wins.
Yep.
She complained about everything she did and she still won. And I'm just like,
bosh.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite things for that season.
Yeah.
But, hey, get in here, get done, Bosch. Oh, God. But, yeah.
I do love Carrie Godleman, though. I agree, though. She definitely...
remember which task it was. Sorry, Paul. Continue.
Oh, you remembered?
Oh, well, yeah.
No,
well,
I was just... really, all I was going to say is that, yeah, she does... She did fight back a lot.
Yeah. What was the task?
It was the water feature task, where both David and Ed had Alex take off his shirt, and Ed made Alex the mermaid, but then David also took off his shirt for no reason. Greg comments on the homoeroticism of the whole thing. It's just, that was so funny.
Yep. David,
the one breast that had the water coming out of it, and then Alex just spitting. Oh my god, that
And I do love his.
I'm excited for this.
I love Ed's argument for, well, I could have had two, I could have had both going, but it wouldn't have been as strong, or I could have one really strong jet.
And he was like, yes, that was, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, that was
the better way to go. Because it just, I mean, it's like a it just flies like across the driveway. It's just shooting out.
So funny.
Oh man.
Yeah, David often found excuses to take his shirt off in this show. And I don't know why.
Oh man.
Yep.
Into it.
Yeah. He likes to talk about his junk a whole lot too. Like, I made that note. I made that comment to my wife when we were watching. I'm like, every episode he will say something, either a task that will involve his dick, or at least bring it up at least once. And I'm not proven wrong every episode.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, David's an oddball. But Wozniak, oh my god, I love him so much. Like, I just watched the episode where they have to make the balloon hover, and it has to hover like below their chin and above their legs. Two other contestants lose the balloon completely. His is kind of weighed down, and he loses it, but then he hops the fence, runs across the golf course, manages to bring it back, and then just finishes the task in the little phone booth there where there's no like wind blowing it away.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing, because he looks like a school teacher the entire time. Yes. He's in a full suit.
Yep.
Like that one and the hoverboard one.
Richard Osmond has like a trivia show, and Michael Wozniak was on it. House of Games, I think.
Oh, that's the new one.
Pointless as well, I guess. But anyway, Wozniak was on it, you know, one of the weeks I watched it, and he said that his mother-in-law knit all of those ties for him.
What?
And he like wears all the, like all those knitted ties are just ones that his mother-in-law.
That's amazing. Did you not love that guy?
And yeah, I know, guy. Right? And his he ended up winning. He won several days on that show.
Oh, I need to look that up.
And they get, you know, it's like stupid shit for prizes, like a compost bin or like a comb or something, you know, like just a dartboard, you know, like yeah. whatever, with Richard's face on it.
That's branded anyway, merch.
All branded merch, yeah. But anyway.
dumb branded merch.
Yeah, yeah. But he, there's a fondue set, I think, too. Anyway, he was like, oh, if I win, I'm going to get the compost bin because my mother-in-law needs one. And she makes all these ties for me. So, and I was just like, damn, what a wholesome character.
Just I love him so much.
Anyway, the hoverboard.
Well, it wasn't the hoverboard. That one was really good, though.
With the plates? Where
the plates, yeah. And him just very slowly. Yes. No, the task that I was thinking of is the one where they had the board with the... with all of the things, the alphabetized things,
yes.
And he gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of them is undermine the vole, and he yells, you've got no chutzpah!
You got
and
no chutzpah.
I can't tell you how many times I say that just around the house.
You've got no chutzpah.
I love it. Great. They cut back to Chris like, all I wrote down was his poor children. You've got no chutzpah.
I think, did we watch that one with Mom and Dad, Nora? I can't remember if that was the one, but
we might have. We watched a couple with them, and I think that might have been one of them.
That was definitely one of them. I mean, I know that one of them was Rosalind's a fucking nightmare.
Rosalind's a fucking nightmare.
I mean, that song, I cannot tell you how much that song gets stuck into my head.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching that one and first off being amazed about Nish's guitar playing.
Nish and Mark, just adorable, doing cool stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, there's no way they're going to beat that. And I was not ready for the direction they went with that. I'm like, okay, hands down, best task, like two, like I can't decide between the two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't, oh my God.
They sang it in front of her too. Oh, just amazing.
I mean, even just coming off the out of the gate with Rosalind, geriatric athlete, like just I mean,
yeah,
the whole time just sort of shitting on everything she just
she runs real far for a woman of her age.
Yeah. I mean, also the fact that you could rhyme dreamier with septicemia,
yeah,
like wow, that's well done.
I forgot about the septicemia.
Yeah. Anyway, just what a ridiculous task.
All right. Well, I'm buying that season next.
Oh, yeah. Five is so good.
Anyway. It's also the episode with their water is so delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, that's with Graf, why they pee so much more in Glasgow than they do anywhere else in the UK.
You remember there was the other task where they had to make the best splat, I think that's what it was, and they had the one person at the bottom.
Yep.
And they just threw the water or the paint balloons at him. Like Sally was just on the bottom.
They're full of piss.
And one of them was full of piss, right? Because it's Bob. Anyway.
I could talk about Taskmaster.
Yeah, really. Wow.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so
we should probably talk
games
about
we're playing and then wrap it up. Is that really?
We pretty much got most of it. Well, we just kind of hit what we played, and that's it.
Yeah.
I go first, I guess.
Yeah,
I have a ton.
Go for it.
Out of the gate, the first thing I've spent the most time playing this past month, and I don't know why, is I'm back in Stardew Valley again.
Ooh.
I love that game. I've already put 100 hours into it when it first came out on PC. I had 100 hours into it. I had my nice little farm, and I got through the end game. I did literally all you could do. I farmed. Mine turned into a brewery at some point because you realize that you can grow hops at a rate. It'll last two seasons, and they grow at a rate where, like, oh, I can stockpile these for the winter, and so I'm making a ton of money over the winter.
Yeah.
When nothing else grows, and then I can just... And the best part is almost everyone in town likes pale ale, so you can just hand it out to people and they love you, no matter what.
Well,
this time around,
everyone likes getting a little buzz on, you know.
Although then they patched the game with a character that has like an alcohol problem. Oh. So you're like, okay, dude,
damn it,
you don't give it to him. He takes it up front at first, and then you find him later on passed out in his bedroom. And it's not as, you're like, oh, I don't want to give him beer anymore.
It's too real. That's dark. Yeah. I don't know.
That's
bizarre.
It was,
damn it, Otto.
Everything has a redemption arc in that game, you know, so it's never like anything set. Like, I feel like it's like touching on stuff like that, but it's just to try to like teach you about, like, oh, look at the positive impact you can have. I don't know. So they've added a lot since I stopped playing it, and we bought it on Switch. And for a while, my wife was the one that picked it up, and she put like 100 hours into it like it was nothing. It's very easy to do that in that game. And so I picked it back up again because there was a 1.5 update not long ago, and they've added even more content. There's a whole separate island at the end game now that I haven't seen. There's like new characters, and there's also like new tools and stuff that I haven't seen before. Like, there's a you can get like upgraded trash cans now, so when you throw stuff away, you get money back from it. I was like, well, that's new.
Yeah.
It's just really pleasant. It's like it's a good podcast game. So if you, or like, you know, music, or, you know, you just want to put something else on and chill out, because there's no, you know, there's no voice acting or anything, so you can easily do other stuff. Or like, I still use the soundtrack to that game as my alarm. And it came out like 5 years ago. So it's still like, the music in that game is also very nice and pleasant. I don't know, maybe it might just be because it looks like a Super Nintendo game that it hits like this sweet spot of nostalgia for me, but I love it. And I've put another, like, I'm on to fall of my first year on this new farm. Also on the PC version, people are modding the intro. So the intro of the game is like, your grandpa is like dying, and one of his last requests is that one of the last things that gives you the farm.
Yeah.
And tells you, like, oh, I was like you once, and I didn't appreciate, you know, the simple things around me, and here's the farm. People are modifying that scene because he's in a bed, and you talk to him in there. People are modding the bed, or like, there's a mod where he is the whole bed. Or there's one where his bed is now a ping pong table. There are people playing ping pong on top of him. There's one where it's just completely removed altogether. So people are getting real buck wild with the modding for that. But no, I just been playing it on Switch. It's been delightful. I can't recommend it.
Yeah, I do feel like that's a game that I should go back to and actually play.
It's the perfect shut your brain off. I just want to do something nice and pleasant. And there is story there. Like, there was, like, getting to learn all the characters was a big part of it for me. But it's just, especially nowadays when I'm just like, I don't want to have to put too much. Like, I don't have the emotional energy every day for a Last of Us Part 2. So let's just put on Stardew.
Yeah, right.
And also, you know, my wife likes watching that.
Yeah, right.
Played that. Bugsnax has a new update. Bugsnax is now on Xbox, and it's on Game Pass for you too.
I don't even know what that is.
So Bugsnax is
bug, as in
Bugsnax.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were saying Bugsnax or
no,
bug.
Bugsnax. Okay. It is it's a very weird thing. I love it. Where it's like first-person perspective, but you are on this island. You're a Grumbus, which is just kind of this weird kind of like teddy bear thing. It's not really teddy bear. Anyway, you're this cute, weird little character. You go to this island where there are like, it's all food that walks around, and they all have googly eyes. And it's a little bit like Pokemon. And that you're trying to collect them and trap them. But when you eat them, body parts change to match the food.
Oh, okay.
And so you end up meeting all the people in town. And there's a really, like, a really good story there. It goes, I don't want to talk about it too much. It goes some places. goes a lot of places you do not expect.
Yeah.
But it, like half of it alone is you can tell that the development team did all the voices for the characters. Mm-hmm. So much in a way like Pokemon, they just say their names. Like there's a lot of great pun names in there. Like the big burger that's kind of like a cow or something is just called a bunger.
Yeah.
And so you just hear, he'll be walking in a circle, you just hear him go, bunger, bunger, bunger. My favorite is the sub-sando, which is kind of like a centipede, but it's a sub-sandwich.
Yeah, right.
And it'll just walk around going, sando, sando, like each piece talks. So it's like, sando, 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 sando. So there's a new update where it is like an ancient island. Mm-hmm. So the bug snacks are huge. And so there was one last night that I'm pretty sure is supposed to be a pecan pie, but it still has the pie to like the plastic bit on top that you have to pull off before you can capture it. It's called Pilobite.
Oh my God. Get out. Jeez.
But my favorite part is the voice for it, which is, it gets me every time. And every time you have to, there's like three tabs you have to pull to get the thing. Every time you grab it, it gets scared and runs away. And so then it's just like, anyway, look, the pun, if you don't like puns, you're really gonna hate it. But the story is pretty good because it's really about how, like, it's a lot of like story about like people not getting along and relationships that get torn apart and trying to patch things back together. All the while you turn people into monstrosities of food.
sounds about right.
It's on Game Pass. All I'm saying, it's right there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds like it could be a good
time. I really want to talk about what the ending is, but I don't want to spoil it yet.
Well, yeah, don't.
I won't.
Shut up. I'm going to play it.
It goes some places. That's all I'm saying. It's very unexpected places. And then lastly, The Last of Us Part 2. I'm fully invested in that now. I will say where I'm at. I'm not going to do a full recap of The Last of Us Part 1. I know you haven't played it.
I don't need one. I don't need a recap.
All I was going to say is Joel and Ellie were the main two from the first one. Everybody in this timeline or this part of the world is infected by this fungus that turns into, they're essentially zombies, but they're not zombies, but they all look like fungus. In the first game, Ellie is the only one that's like immune to the infection because she got bit and nothing happened. So they are trying to transport her to the Fireflies, which are like this weird, like resistance group. And they think that they can make a cure for people with Ellie's blood. When you eventually get her there, they're like, we'll have to kill her to do the things we need to find the immunity. And Joel, after spending all this time with her, and you know, she's very much a daughter figure to him after he lost his own daughter, can't go through with it. So breaks her out of there, and now they're out on the lam together, and Ellie knows she's immune, but I don't know if she, I think she knows about what Joel, the decision Joel made in the first game. So there's that kind of tension the whole time. Last of Us Part 2, Joel gets super murdered super early on in a very rough scene that I needed a full day to recover from because it involved a golf club. And it was extremely brutal. And then, so Joel's brother, Tommy, is there as well. Tommy was from the first game. Ellie is vowing revenge against the people that killed Joel. And so that's the crux of this game. I am at a point now where it's like the brother goes out on his own ahead of them. And so it's Ellie and Dina. Dina is Ellie's girlfriend. And I'm at the point now where I got through the first day in Seattle. They spend the night in a theater. And Dina reveals to Ellie that she thinks she's pregnant. Because she's had morning sickness. She's been late. and it's been really rough for her to get through that first day, aside from all of the grisly murders that happened.
Right.
So I did a scene which was like a flashback scene of Joel taking Ellie to the Wyoming Natural History Museum when she was younger to like go see the dinosaurs on display they still had there. That was a very cute scene. And she, it was a nice moment. And then they have to, I'm trying to remember if they had to like fight their way out of that one. I don't think so. I remember what it was. There's one part where she's like having to go on around to find a way for Joel to get in, and a freaking boar comes through, and I was not ready for it. I full on screamed in my living room. Like the boar comes out, and I go, "Wah!" Like, damn it. But yeah, now I'm on day two. Ellie's on her own while Dina stays back at the theater and is trying, like, they have a radio working. And so she's just trying to figure out where it's WLF are the people they're looking for. I don't remember what it stands for now, but they're the group that killed Joel. And she's staying back there, and Ellie's on her own. And now there are dogs. And the dogs can track your scent. And you have to, you can see your trail. There's like a focus mode. So you can see where you're walking through. And it's really hard because I don't want to kill the dogs because I'm generally pro dog, but they also ripped my face off about four times. So
I would just like to put forth that from here on out, can all video game developers just like leave the dog wolf thing alone? Like I've noticed with the Assassin's Creed games, like the last couple, there are wolves that you have to kill, and they make very realistic sounds and can be pretty gory, and it's kind of troubling. And I know at least in Valhalla, I don't think there's a way to like turn that gore sort of like that sort of slow-mo, like final kill, whatever they call that. There's really no way to turn that off. At least there wasn't when I played it. I don't know. There may have been a patch or something. I don't like that. And I think it gets to a point where you just have it. It becomes kind of gratuitous and it starts bother me. And like, I don't know what that says about me as a person that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stab these guys in the back. These actual humans in the back. Like, I don't want to do anything to these dogs. I know that I'm going into a game to murder a bunch of people because that's what I want to do. Even in my pretend life, I do not want to harm dog. Really, most animals. I really wish we could just fucking cool it with that.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm even having trouble with, like, the people murder in this one, especially.
That one's pretty rough from what I remember. Again, I didn't play it. My husband played it, and I watched a lot of it, but it was pretty intense.
Yeah, it's not like the other games where it's like, oh, you pick them off, and then that's kind of it. You know, like, especially in Call of Duty, just like, ooh, down.
Yeah.
There are so many times where I shoot someone in the shoulder, and I have to hear them scream in agony for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's rough. Like, I understand that I feel like they did it in a way to make you like realize just how horrific this all is. It's fucking intense.
Yeah.
Like, I played a 20-minute block last night and had to put down. And this is also why Stardew Valley's back.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Need a palate cleanser.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, palate cleanser.
It's rough. But I don't know. I am invested. I'm gonna see it through. But yeah, it's one of those ones too where I have to watch because I do remember the first one like getting into my dreams.
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen with this one.
Yeah, not so fun.
So yeah. That's where I'm at.
It'd be different if it was like Mario in your dreams, but
yeah, why can't I have that? Why can't I have a Gran Turismo 7 dream?
Or just driving cars.
Yeah, except they would really just be like, oh, you can't afford the new yeah, Aston Martin again because it's 4 million credits. So, yep. Good job. I don't know. Those are the big three I wanted to hit.
Nora, do you want to go?
Oh, sure. So, just because of everything that's been going on the last couple of weeks with it just being the last bit of school and having 800,000 essays to read and grade, I haven't really had time for a lot of gaming stuff, so I still have not finished Mass Effect 3. I think I'm at the halfway point. I'm pretty much at the same point we talked about last time when we got off on a Star Wars tangent. But one of the things that I have been doing, I know this is a games podcast, but I've been reading some cool books.
Yeah, so, let's hear them.
Well, I had mentioned before, there's an author, his name is Jonathan L. Howard, and he wrote a series of books called Johannes Kaval, Necromancer. And they're they're very fun. It's very British, that very sort of dry British humor. There are five of them in the series, and then a bunch of short stories that I guess were published in magazines that you can get in audiobook form, which I get them from the library, so like my library app on my phone. But he also has another series, the first book of which is called Carter and Lovecraft, which is about the last living Lovecraft, who is a young woman who owns a bookstore, and a private detective whose name is Carter, who's the last descendant of Raymond Carter, I think. It may have been a Lovecraft character. I don't know. I haven't been able to ever make it through an actual Lovecraft book. We'll talk about that in a second. But the two of them are basically like working their way through a Lovecraftian kind of situation in which the reality that they're living in is not quite how reality actually is. It's really cool. It's a detective story with some eldritch stuff in it. So it's pretty neat. Same author, Jonathan L. Howard. Books Carter and Lovecraft. And I started... I don't remember what the second one's called, but I just got it via the library, so I'll read through that too, especially while we're on vacation. So I have been really enjoying those, and now someone has just rung my doorbell. So if you will excuse me,
I'll take care of that. Yeah, sounds good. It's on my side. What have I played? This is a great way to start this. I've been getting back into Elden Ring, which when I had given my update last time, I was not really it had lost a little bit of its charm. Because I was just, you know, I had started it. I was like 15 hours in, and then, you know, I had to stop to play Control. Mm-hmm. And just getting back into it was tough. But I'm at a point now where I'm, you know, the momentum has pushed me along, and where it's going better now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So enjoying it. I made it past the first boss. I'm into the next area, Liurnia of the Lakes, but I realized I had seen some map online of like, here's the order in which you should go through these areas in Elden Ring, and so I realized that I missed a big part like right at the beginning because I just didn't move the one way or didn't go the one way, and so I'm gonna loop back around and get that stuff, which should be nice because everything will be. It's for like lower levels anyway, so should be hopefully easier to get through. Although easier is relative when it comes to any of those games.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, playing through that, got back into Forza Horizon 5, just driving around my car through Mexico. You know, driving
smashing
my car around through Mexico.
All these nice historical ruins.
Exactly. Smashing things, jumping off of said ruins, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Several thousand feet. you know, just having a great fucking time. And so yeah, I've just been going through and like doing like PR stunts or races or things like that. It's that to me is very much a turn off your brain. You
yeah.
know, if you want to throw some other music on or something like that. Although the soundtrack's really good, but I would say the soundtrack consistently across those games has been good. But anyway, that is very much my, you know, I just want to do a couple races or jump off a couple things and then I'll be done for the night. That's definitely that game for me. And then there's one other, I bought, the new Wii Sports.
Oh,
I haven't
yeah.
played it yet. So we'll
Nintendo
have to play that.
Switch Sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, not Wii. It's not Wii Sports anymore. Nintendo Switch Sports.
It's Wii Sports.
but yeah, so that's been, well, I haven't played it yet, but that'll be a good time.
I have almost thrown my shoulder out bowling.
Oh yeah,
because I whip too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll remember to not do that.
Yeah, it doesn't always work, and also between all the disc golf, I'm just overworking.
It's
this.
a lot of that. I now remembered also playing Outlast 2 because I had seen that it was like leaving the Game Pass.
Oh,
and
right.
And I, for some reason in my brain, I was like, yeah, let me just get fucking scared shitless. but I knew that I didn't want to play it by myself. So our friend Paul, I just texted him. I was like, hey, you want to come play a scary video game with me? And he's like, yeah. So then he came over and we got real scared together. It is a terrifying, terrifying game.
That was the first Outlast I remember playing our first Extra Life together.
Yeah.
And
played it with Mike? No.
No, yeah. He wasn't there that year. But it was just you and me. But it was...
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a lot.
No, I know what we did during the horror block when the three of us were together.
It's your favorite memory.
It really is. I mean, it's the fart heard around the world, man.
Except on the stream.
Except on stream.
It's just me. It's me jumping. That's what you see. You can find this clip.
Oh,
it's on the internet.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Anyway, so, yeah, I'd seen that was on there. And for whatever reason, I was like, yeah, let's just get scared. And it's definitely terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's been fun to go through. We've been having a good time. It's again, one of those games I just couldn't imagine myself playing by, or like just playing by myself. Mm-hmm. It's definitely one to, you know, I'm scared now, pass off the controller or, you know, like whatever. And just get through with someone else. It's fun.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about the last Dark Anthology game.
Yeah,
I haven't bought it yet, and I feel like I'm just saving it for like when you and I either do a stream or just want to do one of those together.
Yeah,
especially because like this one already doesn't really appeal to me, and like Ashley Tisdale's in it.
Oh, really?
It's like,
oh, is this the
they're in Egypt and they're in the military.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah, it didn't sound.
That already sounds cool. Like a dumb premise.
Ooh, yeah.
But I'm already this invested. I'm like, I'm already through, done all the other ones.
Yeah.
So I might as well just get through this one.
Yep.
And it's cheap.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
So yeah, that's, I would definitely play one of those again and try not to kill all of your characters off.
Hey, I enjoyed that, man. Madan.
It was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
But, now that the delivery person is gone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about, Nora?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty much it. I have not been very exciting as far as games go.
But
playing
the book
Wordle.
Update was good. I liked it.
No, oh, thanks.
You're playing Wordle.
Yeah, doing some Wordle, I guess.
Ooh, as someone who used to play a lot of Wordle and then I broke my streak and it killed it for me.
Yeah, that's
same.
I found another kind of one of those type of games that has kind of filled that void. It's called Knot Words, KNOT Words.
Okay.
It's a mobile one for free. It's like in a crossword format. They're not very big. It's only like 6 words at a time. But instead of a traditional one where you're just trying to guess the whole word at once, they split them into like 3 to 4 letter blocks. And the shapes will be like, sometimes they'll angle it up. And they give you the letters that fit in that 3 letter block.
Okay.
Then you have to figure out how those all fit together across the puzzle to make the words. And at first it took me a little bit to kind of get used to it, but I breezed through like 3 of them last night. It was so good. I was like, oh, I finally get it. So
yeah,
and it's only I want to say it's free, and then you can pay like it's like $12 to own it forever, and then you get like monthly updates after that. Or you can pay like $5 for a year, so to get extra puzzle books. But
yeah, gotcha.
It's good. I if you like Wordle, you might like that.
Yeah, I have. When I first started playing it, I was doing the like Wordle and Wordle 2 and the Quirtle and the, you know, all of those things, and then for whatever reason, I know the reason, ADHD. I just stopped paying attention to those as much, and I just, Wordle has become like the thing that I just sort of do in the morning. It's just part of my morning routine. Sometimes I forget about it. It's not a, and if I don't do it, I don't do it. Like, I don't really pay attention to my streak. I don't know if it's super gung-ho into it. And then again, my brain was like, all right,
I do.
It's fun.
It's a fun, such a fun puzzle. Like a good premise. I do feel bad now that, like, you know, this was several months ago. I don't remember what we were all doing, but Nora and I told our mom about Wordle, and now like every time we see her, she's like, "Oh, I did the Wordle today," or like, "Did you do the Wordle?" She's like asking about it, and I haven't done it in like probably a month at this point.
Right.
And I feel a little bad because we got her on that train, and now she doesn't have
to
talk to it about it. Yeah,
it's okay. She found our Wordle.
She found our Wordle. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
On Reddit.
Our mom, big Redditor that she is.
Yep.
Bringing it all full circle.
Yep. She spun a yarn with her New Zealand friends about Wordle. I'm sure. I mean, she's told stories, I'm sure. What? Why is that bad?
I enjoyed, like, waiting for the judgment call to come in on that one.
As my eyes nervously beam back and forth between the two of you.
It was like whenever
acceptance.
It was like, well, I like a review of sports.
We both made a noise, Chris, that was very similar, that just started out like, cool, and then immediately went to just like disappointment or something.
It was perfect.
Man. Anyway,
I don't think of a better. I can't think of a better way to kind of wrap it all up.
Yeah.
Me either. That's why I did it,
guys. We're gonna have a hell of a summer.
It's gonna be incredible.
All right. Well, I don't want to delay vacation for you guys any longer, and I will have a vacation coming up very soon as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as you're coming home, I am leaving for mine. So, but hey, you can follow us on Twitter, as long as it's not a complete, I mean, it's a hellscape, but we're still on there at Backlog Review. And yeah, follow us on there. Get show updates in case we have to move things around, or, you know, we just want people to chat with.
Yeah.
We are on Ko-fi, and you can support us there. If you like this show, you can head over to ko-fi.com/backlog-review-podcast. I have two. I got to make them all the same thing.
Yeah, they're all different variations.
But you can do a one-time donation, or you can do a monthly recurring donation. All the money you donate helps us make this show better. We do have a goal up there now. We're trying to get a mobile recorder so that we can do this in another room that's not this office.
So we can walk the beat.
Walk the beat, get all those hot D details about games we've played that are years old.
That are several years old. That
yeah. We can finish ask playing. Other people's opinions about Alan Alda. and I'm trying to think that's yeah and oh yeah you know you can tell your friends about the show. Of course, we're on all of the major podcast services except no we're on Stitcher I think too, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the other ones. You can find us online at backlogreview.club. And that's it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, both of you.
It has.
To chat once again.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you a very happy vacation.
Thank you.
Hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah, same to you.
Much appreciated. We're going to spend some time out in the woods.
Yeah.
See how that goes. That
sounds like it'll be a nice time.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Smoky Mountains, right? Is that where you... Oh, no, Shenandoah.
Shenandoah,
that's right.
But I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yep. And on that note, thank you for joining us again. This has been the Backlog Review Game Club.
Until next time.
Till next time, have smooth sailing ahead of you. And we'll be back with news on the hour. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
To play us out. Daybreak.